Welcome again to Mr. Jeffreyon's World History Podcast. This is episode 9, and today we will be discussing the state, society, and quest for salvation in India. In other words, the government, economy, caste system, and religions of India. If you would like to submit a question for the podcast, you may do so by calling the Google Voice number 321-804-APWH. Also, questions can be submitted via email, and the email for the podcast is mrjeffreyon@gmail.com. The email should include your question along with your first name, and we will take care of the rest. Once again, I find it necessary to warn you. If there is anything I am worse at than pronouncing Chinese words and names, it's Hindi words and names, and I apologize in advance. Around 500 BCE, India began developing a classical society. This society included political, social, and religious aspects that would continue to impact the Indian subcontinent for centuries to come. India became a unified state for the first time in its history. The caste system, the social hierarchy of India, evolved, and religions were created and altered as the society developed. With the rise of the Maurya and Gupta empires came a period of unification. The Mauryan Empire was created by Chandragupta Maurya. However, it reached its peak under Ashoka when the Kalingans were conquered. The Maurya Empire was ruled through and organized through a bureaucracy, which declined after Ashoka's death. After the death of Ashoka, India would not be united for about 500 years until the rise of the Gupta Empire. During this 500-year period, India was ruled by regional kingdoms, including Bactria and Kush. In 375 CE, Chandragupta, no relation to Chandragupta Maurya, founded the Gupta dynasty and restored unity in India. However, it would never achieve the centralized power that was achieved during the Maurya rule. During this period, there was a level of economic transformation that took place. Due to its centralized location, India became involved in trade throughout the Silk Road, the Mediterranean Basin, and the Indian Ocean Basin. Items such as Indian cotton, African elephants, gems, spices, and ideas were exchanged through these trade routes. Towns created manufactured products and luxury goods, while active marketplaces were established along the Ganges River to promote the increased trade and cultural exchanges. Despite the increased interactions with other cultures, various aspects of the Indian culture remained the same. Patriarchy remained prevalent in India and continued female subordination. The subordination of women spread to Indian literature, including the epics Mahabharata and Ramayana, which depicted women as weak-willed. The change of women's roles during this time period came with the emergence of new religions. In Hinduism, women were not permitted to have public roles. However, in Buddhism and Jainism, women were allowed to be nuns. The increased economic transformation also brought changes to the Indian caste system. The Aryan caste system included four primary castes: the Brahmins, or priests, the Kshatriyas, or warriors and aristocrats, the Vaishyas, the peasants and merchants, and the Shudras, who were serfs. It should be noted that not all of the Indian population fit into these castes. This existing social structure was placed on top of a group of people who were not of Aryan descent and were dubbed the Untouchables. I'm not going to delve any deeper into the primary caste system because I actually covered this topic fairly thoroughly in episode 4. I'd rather talk about how the caste system changed during the classical age. During this time, new castes were added due to the new economic changes the Indian subcontinent was experiencing. New social groups relating to specialized labor appeared and began to form subcastes or guilds referred to as jati. The economic diversity of India also brought wealth to the peasants, merchants, and serfs. India's increased cultural interactions brought about the creation and evolution of three major religions, all based on the Brahmin traditions, that is, traditions of the priestly class. These religions are Jainism, Buddhism, and Hinduism. Jainism, founded by Vardhamana Mahavira, or Jina, in 5th century BCE, promoted a principle of nonviolence and strived to purify one's soul to obtain bliss. Jainism believed that everything had a soul and had no social hierarchies due to the belief that every individual had an equal soul. However, Jainism did not gain a large amount of followers due to the strict ascetic lifestyle. Buddhism began with an Indian prince born into the Brahmin caste named Siddhartha Gautama. Upon achieving enlightenment, Siddhartha Gautama took on the name he is better known as, the Buddha. Buddha means enlightened one or one who is awake. The foundation of Buddha's teachings are called the Four Noble Truths. Truth 1, all life is suffering. Truth 2, suffering is caused by desire. Truth 3, removing desire removes suffering. And truth 4, the Noble Eightfold Path is the way to remove suffering. The Eightfold Path is a principal teaching of the Buddha that teaches followers how to eliminate desire in order to end suffering. It includes right view, right intention, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration. The ultimate goal of the Four Noble Truths and the Eightfold Path is to achieve nirvana, a state of peace. Buddhism gained immense popularity after the conversion of Ashoka. This occurred after the war with Kalinga. Apparently, there is nothing like a bloody battle for supremacy to set you on a path for inner peace. Ashoka even attempted to govern according to Buddhist principles with his pillar edicts, laws based on Buddhist principles that were etched in stone pillars and placed around the kingdom. So intertwined are Ashoka and Buddhism that it is theorized the religion would have died out if not for Ashoka promoting the faith. Buddhism appealed to the lower caste because, much like Jainism, it did not recognize a social hierarchy. There are, of course, historians who believe Ashoka's conversion to Buddhism brought about the collapse of the Mauryan Empire. Although Hinduism existed before both Buddhism and Jainism, it was challenged by these new religions. Mahabharata and Ramayana and the Bhagavad Gita, literary classics of India, depict the evolution of Hinduism during this period. Hinduism, unlike the other two religions, placed an emphasis on caste relations. Hinduism taught obedience to religious and moral laws, dharma, the pursuit of honesty and economic well-being, artha, enjoyment of pleasure in various forms, kama, and salvation of the soul, moksha. Although Buddhism did gain popularity in India for quite some time, it all but disappeared when Hinduism co-opted Buddhism by adding the Buddha to the Hindu pantheon and became the dominant religion in the Indian subcontinent. Of course, by this time, Buddhism had found its way to China, where it would continue to develop before spreading across all of East Asia. This concludes episode 9. Tune in next week, where we will continue our journey into the exploration of world history. This has been Mr. Jeffrey On's World History Podcast.